Let's get to our usual Friday crunch time wrap. The only way we could do this successfully, of course, is call upon our proprietor and open up the crunch time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Well, I just mentioned his name, and in some ways he may be the lifetime recipient for this segment, but yep, former Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight. Like I said, the guy never had a scandal, a whiff of impropriety, which not to be dismissed. He was also just an abusive person, does not have a great relationship with many of his ex-players. Others will go to the mattresses for him. But today on Dan Patrick, his take that not only will he never return to that university, but wishes all the Hoosier hierarchy at the time of his dismissal were dead. Look, as a Jersey guy, I love a good spite, but he left IU 17 years ago. And some of those people have died, including the late Miles Brand, so that is beyond harsh, even for the general, now just looking like a bitter, hateful old man. Let's get to sort of Raiders defensive lineman Alden Smith. It's like sometimes you wonder if you even need the details. When was the last time his name surfaced for something, you know, football related? He's hoping to be reinstated by the league. He's been suspended since November of 2015. He's been arrested 5 times since 2011, 3 related to Dewey's. This time, we're not sure what happened. He was at a San Francisco police station and did seem drunk after an incident involving a car hitting a cop cruiser. Well, it's the most Alden Smith thing ever. He was recently contacted by authorities over a domestic violence call, but he insists all of it is not on him. He's a good person who has, quote, never done anything wrong. Yeah, keep telling yourself that, dude. And finally, let's go Dan Snyder and the NFL's Washington franchise. Look, if you want to fire an employee for cause, go ahead. If you have the evidence and think it'll be a step in the right direction for your organization, it's well within your right. But to fire the GM Scott McLuhan at this time, it was the first day of free agency when you were at an important time in negotiating with your quarterback and others with no explanation? Man, the optics are awful. First, they refused to even answer questions about McLuhan. Then the Washington kind of leaked that it's due to a recurring alcohol problem, and some feel it's just their excuse. They wanted to terminate his employment. It just seems like grown-ups could handle this better. The problem is Dan Snyder is one of the grown-ups, so maybe not. Yeah, I'm going to go Bobby Knight here, and the Steve of 20 years ago probably pained by doing this, but yeah, this guy may need to see multiple therapists. So Bobby Knight is in, and once again, we call upon our proprietor to close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Speaking of silly and unprofessional, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a fine analyst, Alex Rodriguez.